And welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's Friday, September 23rd. What was yesterday, Richard?
September 22nd.
Well, that's true.
Autumn equinox. First day of fall.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday was the first day of fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ancient ancestors, they used to use these celestial events for significant milestones, mile markers for the year. Okay.
Maybe we should do the same.
We're going to do the same.
All right.
So yesterday was the first day of fall.
That's right. So today we're going to, for Friday, we always talk about what we can do to get ready for the weekend, wind down from the long week,
right.
What we can do to get ready for the weekend, and rejuvenate ourselves mm-hmm. a little bit to get going for the next week.
That's right. Because you don't only want to use the weekends to relax, you also want them to refuel and to rejuvenate.
Right. And so since it's the first day of fall, it's the perfect time to think about spending more time outside. You know, I had an interesting conversation with a kid the other day, and we were talking about being outside. And he is the type of kid who stays inside all mm-hmm. the time. He doesn't like going outside. He doesn't like doing things. And he says, in not so direct terms, I want to get as little sunlight as possible.
Okay. I hate vitamin D.
And that's what I said. I said, but you need vitamin D. I said, the sun is really good for vitamin D. And he said, well, why can't I get that from food? I said, well, that's just where it comes from. It comes from mm-hmm. the sun. You need to get out. You can get a little right. bit from different places, but you right. need to get it from the sun. And so, you know, the fall is a great time to get outside, to get some of that sun exposure, because we do need vitamin D.
Right.
In fact, you know, there was some recent research that says that most, if not, well, the vast majority of us, not all of us, certainly, mm-hmm. but the vast majority of us are deficient in vitamin
right,
D.
Right.
And that's problematic. That's mm-hmm. an issue.
And as you age, it's even worse. You
know, right.
You get you need vitamin D. You need to get out, you need to eat properly, but you need to be in the sun.
Right. Some specialists recommend, you know, between the hours of 2 and 4 in the afternoon mm-hmm. that we should be outside
right.
for a little while, not the whole time. But with a, I'm trying to think of the word that they used, but it was a significant mm-hmm. surface of your body exposed to the sun,
right.
so that you get adequate vitamin D mm-hmm. to get all the important support and benefits and everything from vitamin D, and because it helps with mood, it helps with anxiety,
right.
it helps with all the things that we
That's
always
right.
talk about.
Yeah, we talk of seasonal affective disorder.
Right.
People live in climates where the sun rarely shines. And they develop a condition called seasonal affective disorder. Their mood sort of darkens
right.
With less sunlight. So, yes. Now, the reason we mention this and the reason we mention it in the fall is because if you go out in Florida between 2 and 4 in the afternoon with a lot of your body exposed, you're probably going to end up with a
sunburn. Yeah.
In the fall, that's less likely.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Around the country, temperatures are going down. The rainy season is beginning to end. In Florida, the hurricane season ends November the 1st. So this is a time of year when it's easier mm-hmm. And more inviting to get outdoors. We understand that, you know, there are some places, I lived in Austin, Texas, and people would stop running in the summer.
Right.
They would take a couple of months off in the summer because it was simply too hot.
Right.
From 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning until 9 or 10 o'clock at night. So now that the temperature is dropping and the trees are changing color and it invites you to get outside.
Okay? Right.
So fall of the year, first of all, the weather's changing and it's easier to be outside.
Right.
Okay. Second, we have the holidays coming.
Yes.
Fall is also, when we talk about celestial changes, fall is also the time of year when we celebrate the harvest. And so we have Halloween at the end of October, we have Thanksgiving at the end of November, and Christmas at the end of December. Three gigantic temptations.
Yes.
Three times of the
Candy.
Year, especially Thanksgiving, that period, the month from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Right.
We, most of us, increase our caloric intake, we spend more time indoors, and we start to undo all the good work we did in the 11 months prior to that.
Absolutely.
So we have this wonderful opportunity at the same time we're facing these challenges mm-hmm. coming in October, November, December. So with that in mind.
Yeah, so with that in mind, let's use this time as time to get out. Make sure that you're getting your exercise in. Make sure that you're making those good, positive decisions, because, you know, with the weather being a little bit more cooperative. Now, obviously, the weather doesn't automatically change from September 21st to September 22nd simply because it's the first day of fall. We of course, that's obvious, but recognize that it is getting a little bit more acceptable outside. Right. You know, it's not quite as hot in the evenings. There's a bit of a more of a breeze.
Yeah, even if you live in the desert Southwest, it's beginning to cool a little bit in September, October, November.
Right.
So take advantage of that.
Yeah, take advantage. Get outside, exercise a little bit, and you know, just spend some time outside and try to get some sun. You know, use the weekend to try to get in the sun just a little bit. Don't get burned. Don't let your skin, you know, get that pink that suggests that it's getting irritated or inflamed or anything like that. But get outside to get enough sun to, you know, get the positive benefits of vitamin D and feel good.
And with the fall, we also know we're going to have another time change.
Right.
Coming in October. So in a couple of weeks, we'll change our clocks and we're going to fall back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to gain an hour. So that's going to affect how kids in particular sleep.
Right.
So get ready for that. You know, start to anticipate these things, and they're going to be much easier to deal with.
Right.
But I think this is a real good time to just redouble those efforts. You know, it's hard, and you need to be reminded of these things. It's hard to stay on track. It's hard to stay disciplined, especially if your motivation really hasn't kicked in. If your pants aren't falling off and you haven't noticed it, changes in your clothes, they're going to come. You have to persevere. Those changes will begin to occur. People will begin to notice changes in you. So if you haven't reached those points yet, stick with it. Stay with it. First day of fall, good time to renew your efforts and renew your commitment. So
you distracted me a little bit when you said about pants just falling off. I don't know. But you're talking about losing weight and so that your clothes are too big.
That's what you keep telling me. You'll notice it because your pants start to fit differently.
I got distracted. I got lost there for
a second. And I want to shop my closet. You should see my closet. I have all these clothes in the back that I want to start wearing.
Oh, right.
Can't do that for a couple more weeks yet. But
yeah. I think it's great. Maybe that's something we should talk about sometime. I think it's great when we hold on to some of those clothes that don't fit anymore as a goal and focus. That's what I got to get back to.
I look at them every morning. Yeah. I say, okay, I'm coming, guys.
Just there you go.
Be patient.
Yeah. So this weekend, get out, get in the sun, do the 3 hours, refresh, rejuvenate, and reconnect, and get ready for the next week. You know, there's a lot of things for us to accomplish, a lot of things for us to do, and a lot of goals for us to meet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take every opportunity you can to recollect yourself and refuel yourself and feel good.
And reconnect with your kids.
Absolutely.
Remember, we talked about that Jewish tradition of reconnecting with your children. So spend some time with the kids. They need it too.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, so this is the last morning show for the week. We'll be back on Monday
morning.
And have a terrific weekend. Well, a good Friday first.
Have a good Friday,
then a terrific weekend,
right.
And we will see you bright and early Monday morning, ready to go for another week.
Right.
All right.
Good day.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.